Welcome back to Tell Me Your Story as we take our pause here from an interview with Letha Hadidi and talking about all things health related. I can certainly relate to a lot of what we're talking about. And what we were talking about last week with Beth McDonald of Beth McDonald Consulting, I think ties in really well, because as I was mentioning at near the end of our segment about kind of taking stock of the storehouse, both physically, literally and figuratively, with what we're talking about on the program today overall, taking stock of how you're doing, both mentally, emotionally, as well as physically, and trying to stay in shape, but not just during the winter times when it's cold and you can't get out and exercise and so forth and move about, but even here we're in the heat, you know, it's summertime, we have a solstice coming up, everybody's out and enjoying the beach here on the Central Coast and having a great time in that regard, and we need to do that too. Let's talk a little bit about taking that pause to recreate, to relax, to sort of, because see, I think that's part of rejuvenation too, isn't it?
It's imperative. It's imperative. And having balance in these things, you know, we all know people who play a little too much and who don't play enough. And so, again, balance is the ultimate goal here. But you're absolutely right. Right now is a time, astrologically, astronomically, of pause, reflection, meditation, review, revise, all that kind of stuff, because our pal Mercury went retrograde yesterday on the 7th. And so we've now got a good 3 weeks of downtime where we are supposed to, in order to be the most successful, it's said that you kind of step back a bit from material plane concerns and you focus more on connecting with yourself, connecting with your God, and connecting with your community.
Yeah. I know how important that can be, especially if you have disconnected and you feel there's something missing. There's actually a void there. And sometimes we wonder, well, what do I do? You know, do I just sit and meditate? You know, which is a good thing, certainly.
Which is always a good thing. Everybody is different.
Yeah.
Everybody is different, and everybody calms themselves or grounds themselves in different ways. And what I encourage people to do is, if you already know what works for you, spend extra time these days doing it. If you don't know what works for you, play, explore, experiment, because there's so much out there. Even within just the word or the concept of meditation, there are so many different kinds of meditation out there, and different things work for different people, and different things work for all of us at different times in our lives. And so just experiment, explore, and play, because there's so much out there, especially in a state like California and a town like Santa Barbara during the internet age. You know, there's an awful lot of resources out there.
I would say that if you can't find something to do, you're not trying.
You might not be listening.
That's
you
it.
Might not
exactly.
be listening. Yeah.
Now, that also ties into when you say listening, that to me, that also ties into what we've talked many times about, the still small voice. And yes, you can hear that during meditation, but as I've always reiterated time and time again, it doesn't do any good to listen if you're not going to follow.
Well, and that really dovetails nicely into the real crux of the issue right now. For all of us, when we calm down and listen, you know, there's usually more than one voice we have to deal with in there, you know. There's the still calm voice of God, but there's also kind of, for a lot of us, especially at certain times, like a lot of awful screaming monkeys in there, you know. And most people have a hard time finding effective ways of dealing with their darker side, their shadow side, you know, the demon monkeys screaming in your head. And the thing I find a lot this time of year is people absolutely have to face that they have them. A lot of us get a little arrogant. We get a little, perhaps in some denial about our humanness.
I'm not afraid of anything.
Right? I know who I am and I know what I'm doing.
That's
right. Famous last words.
Yes.
But I see a lot of people, especially business people who are really results-oriented and driven by the bottom line. You know, you can have the best business plan or marketing plan in the world, but if you don't also have a plan to deal with the ways in which you will sabotage yourself, then that plan is useless. It's meaningless. And
yeah.
So this time of year, you're going inward and you're looking at how do I deal with myself?
Yeah.
How do I deal with my darkness, my shadow side?
And
how do I figure that out?
And you can help people to begin the process of planning.
Yes.
That's what you do.
That's my gig.
Yeah.
That is my deal.
And is part of that, I'm really curious as to how well you do it for yourself, whereas you're detached emotionally from the person you're helping. Do you have the same success at planning for you that say you would assist someone, facilitate someone else in planning for whatever is it that they wanted to accomplish?
I am absolutely righteous about my planning,
So
much so that I have alienated and upset a good number of friends and family members. You know, that's how I know I'm working.
Ah.
That's how I know it works.
The
tricky part is, like all of us, sometimes our plans are a little ambitious,
right?
And we don't realize how solid or not our infrastructure is until we set off on something.
Right.
And then it's like, okay, wow, you know, the plan was awesome, but I really failed to understand the strengths and weaknesses of my infrastructure. And so then it's like, okay, take a time out on the plan and go back and rebuild the weak parts of the infrastructure,
right,
so that it can support my plan and my growth and my progress.
And you can find that solidity.
Yes.
Through BethMcDonaldConsulting.com, at Facebook, Beth McDonald Consulting, LinkedIn, she's there as well. And also you can use the old-fashioned method of the phone by dialing 805-963-0842. And Beth, we'll talk to you next week more about all of this.
Awesome. Thank you, Richard.
I'm Richard Dugan. Stay tuned. We've got more coming up here on Tell Me Your Story.